really do appreciate you for driving me to go get this taken care of. We just never get these moments away from everything very often, so it's really nice to be all alone. It's a bummer that you're driving right now. Well, we could, you know, pull off and go parking. Go find a hotel. I know. It's just, after our conversation last night, I just, you know, it got me thinking. Well, you know, when we were talking about how our regrets and things that we wish we wouldn't have done when we were younger, and, you know, my biggest regret being that I was so stupid before I met you and slept around and just didn't ever really open up my eyes to, you know, to just how things could be and how good someone like you could be out there. And I've just wasted so many years and so many experiences on people that just, oh God, let's admit it, they sucked at it. especially all the things you've been able to do for me and show me these last years that we've been together. Oh, you know you're good. You know you are amazing. It's our little inside joke about how I'm your property. I belong to you. You made me what I am. But yeah, there's those stupid regrets that I have that still kind of weigh on me a little heavy. Well, yeah, I think about how great it would have been to have had my first time with you. I mean, there was, you know, other things that, you know, that I did that were my first time with you, but you know what I'm talking, I'm not gonna say it. I don't care if we're in the car alone. Oh my God. Okay, anal. Okay, all right, I said it. Okay, you fucked me in the ass for the first time in my entire life. And because of that first time with you and how great you were, I am addicted. But I'm serious. I wish my very first time would have been with you. Maybe not necessarily my first kiss, because, you know, that's kind of a lot of pressure, you know, to do everything for the first time with someone. But, you know, I do think about it, about how you would have been, oh, just so gentle, but, you know, oh, I don't know the word, like, explorative. I know that's probably not a real word, but you know what I mean. You would have helped me relax and enjoyed my first time. You would have helped me to just be there in the moment. I bet it would have been great with you for the first time. And I wouldn't have just been stupid and gone out and slept around like I did. And like I said, waste those years trying to find the perfect guy or girl. And, you know, I just could have had it with you the whole time. Yeah. You think the same thing? That's really sweet. Well, I don't know. Maybe we would have gone camping. I know that's something that you like. you know, and fantasize about, you know, doing it under the stars. And yes, I am so wet for you right now. Shut up. It's still embarrassing to sometimes talk about this. I don't care if we are driving somewhere. I have to be quiet all day long whenever I talk to you like this, you know, because someone's always around. It's kind of hard to realize that we're by ourselves in the car and no one's in the car with us, and I can just say all the things I want to say to you. Well, you have a lot more experience of talking dirty because of your little, you know, side gig, or I don't know what you would call it, your yeah, I guess you could call it like your hobby, but the voice stuff that you do on Reddit, it's, oh god, it's hot. Yeah, it's hot, especially when I read the comments and it's like, oh, you have no idea. You have no idea how good he is. Like, babe, that's just his voice. You have no idea what he's capable of doing. But yeah, I do. I really do wish that my first time had been with you. But out in the woods, yeah. You know, maybe go out camping and just kind of, you know, lay down under the stars and, oh, and just talk like we did that first night when we met, and just stay up all night talking. And I like the idea of you running your hands, you know, across my collarbone, and not really tickling me, but getting that kind of response of just absolute, like, I don't know, body awakenment that you just possess with your fingertips. Yeah, you know you can do it. You are really good at it. You really are. You've always been so good at getting me to respond with your touch that I think my first time would have been amazing. So much better than what I had. I mean, I joke about it and talk about it with friends, you know, about, you know, I was the stupid one who didn't even realize I was losing my virginity because it was so uneventful that I was more in tune to what was on the TV than what was going on between my legs. Yeah, I know, it sounds so stupid, and I am embarrassed, you know, by it when I do talk about it, but it helps to talk about it because we've been together for so long. I feel like, you know, all the great times with you kind of make up for that first crappy time with someone. Yes, we would be laying out under the stars. You really want me to tell you more? All right. So we would be laying there, maybe inside a sleeping bag, all nice and warm. And like I said, you'd be running your hand across my neck and across my collarbone and make your way into my shirt and grab my breast. And I still love it after all these years. But how you do that thing where you run your thumb around my breast while you're holding it from underneath and just kind of trace the outside of my nipple and you just get it to slowly like tighten up and harden. Like it's really hot when you do that, because you don't just go right for the nipples like so many people think is what we like, you know, us girls like. No, you give it a chance to warm up. And I guess I just kind of would think that we wouldn't be kissing the whole time, but just looking at each other and making a lot of eye contact and just checking in with each other that what we're doing feels good and that it's okay that we're doing what we're doing and that we're ready to do what we're about to do. And no, my first time didn't even hurt. Like, that's why I didn't know what was happening. It just happened. And, like, to lose that, it just sucked. Yeah, I think I would have been okay if my first time with you had hurt. Because I know how sweet you are and how gentle you are, that you would have held me close and done everything you could to make me relax so it didn't hurt or hurt as much. And you would have done everything you could to get me as wet as you make me. You are blushing. I'm making you blush. Well, imagine how you're making me feel right now just talking about it. Yeah, you can, as long as you keep one hand on the wheel. Yeah, I think my first time under the stars with you, you would have gotten me this wet. Okay, put your hand back on the wheel. Oh my god. Could you imagine if we got into a wreck then? Oh my gosh, how would we explain that to the police? Sorry, officer, I was having to finger fuck my wife while I was driving down the interstate. More? You want me to tell you more? Okay, well, I think you would keep on touching my breast the way that you do so well and be kissing me and moving your kisses from my mouth across my cheek onto my neck. And I always like it when at the beginning of our relationship you would always ask for permission of things that you wanted to do instead of just doing them, you know, because of, you know, just my insecurities and past experiences. It's always nice that you would check first. And yeah, it's something that I really appreciate that you do that. You know, you don't do it as much as you used to, but at the beginning it was really nice. It really made me open up to you and just trust you. So I think you would whisper in my ear, "Is it okay if I touch your pussy?" I know, I don't say that word a lot out loud out of the bedroom, but yeah, I think it would be like the perfect way to have gotten me ready for you, because of just that anticipation and your hand going off of my chest and over my belly. And I always, always, always love it when you stick your hand into my panties. and just stroke and glide across my clit. And since you were the first guy to ever touch me there, I know that to have done that before my first time, I would have gotten so wet for you. I would have been, oh my god, I would have been so wet. And so squirmy the way that you like it. I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off of you. Well, yeah, I would totally be doing stuff to you too at the same time. I don't know, maybe I'd reach into your pants and, you know, stroke the head of your cock and just kind of hold it in my palm while I squeeze the sides of your shaft with my fingertips and rub your head against my palm the way that you like it. While you finger fuck me. Getting me so freaking hot and wet for you. That I would have been the one to make the choice to go further and, you know, maybe pull off my panties and pull off your pants, or at least down to your ankles so you can't move so much, and climb on top of you. And I just know how sweet and caring you are with me whenever I'm trying something new, that you would have put your hands on the side of my face and looked into my eyes and asked me if I was okay with doing what we're about to do, and reminding me that we can stop whenever it gets to be too much. Because you're always so good at doing that for me. Just reminding me that it's okay to stop. That it's okay to say no, it's too much. That's... yeah. Yeah, I would have climbed on top of you. Maybe, you know, climbed on top and just kind of straddled over your cock a little bit, but not really putting it in yet, just kind of grinding against it with my pussy open and getting you hard and sliding up and down over it with my pussy juices just getting you all wet and slippery so it's ready to go inside, while you keep on caressing my cheek and with one hand and the other hand maybe, you know, touching my breast again or doing that thing with your fingertips where you run across my chest and down my belly and over to my hip and start to grab onto my hip and make me grind into you a little bit more, and asking me if I'm ready, and then if I'm still okay to do it. And I'd like to think that while I'm on top of you and you're smiling and knowing what's about to happen, that you would have maybe teased me a little bit and said something like, oh, it's my good girl. It's my good girl wanting to beg for my cock. But that's okay. We didn't discover that till recently, so I don't know what you would have done with my first time. But that would have been hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I would have begged for it. Oh, I either would have begged for it or I would have told you you had no choice but to fuck me right then. Well, I don't know. I think I would have, like, been raised off of you just enough that you would have wanted to have the one hand on my hip and the other hand of yours on your cock. And you do that thing that I like where you stroke the head across my pussy and get it nice and wet and kind of tease my clit a little bit. And you would have gotten me ready and worked up, and you would have told me it's okay. Whenever you're ready, just sit on my cock. And you would be able to see that I was worried, and I don't know why. Probably I would have been scared even with you, because, you know, it's your first time. And yeah, it's making me choke up. It is. I can't help it. It's personal, you know. It's something that's supposed to be so amazing with someone, and my first time just sucked. So to fantasize about you being my first just gets me so freaking horny, baby. Oh, you have no idea. Okay, so you would have had your hand on my hip and your other hand on your cock, and you would have told me just to ease down ever so gently, and you would tell me to take my time, and you would remind me that it might hurt or it might feel really good, but that either way it was okay, because you were there with me and you were gonna let me go at the pace that I wanted to go and accept as much of you inside me as I wanted. And I like the idea of me being so nervous that you ask me if you want to help me to take it inside. Because I know I would have liked that in the moment. I would have liked that option. And I know, looking down at you while I'm straddling you, I would have said yes. Help me put it inside. And you would have pulled me down with your hand on my hip and just kind of guided me. And your other hand, you would have just been holding it so firmly, your cock so firmly against my pussy, against my virgin pussy. And yeah, I'm imagining how it would have felt. I think it would have felt great. I think it would have, you know, been surprising, and that feeling of stretching around your big fat cock with my tight virgin pussy. Yeah, I'm still gonna giggle every time I say it. Deal with it. I think it would have been amazing. And I think you would have loved it too. And you wouldn't have been able to have helped yourself. And you would have, once you were inside me, you would have grabbed on to my hips with both of your hands. And I think you would have helped me bounce and rock and grind against your cock. And I think you would have pulled me just so firmly against you, but not to where you went so deep into me that it would have hurt, but just enough to where it would have reminded me that, you know, that this could be hurting, but that you're being so gentle and so caring. And then I think you would have put one of your hands to the small of my back and kept on making me just keep grinding against you. And no, I am not about to start touching myself. There are truck drivers that can see into this car. I am. Maybe later on tonight. Maybe. Not right now. Not during the day. No. Because I'm not that kind of exhibitionist like you are. Do you want to know what you would have kept on doing with? Okay, fine. I'm not going to keep on telling you. It's fine. What, you're all worked up? You want me to finish talking? Okay. Well, I think... Oh, where was I? Oh, right. You would have had your hand on my lower back. And you would have just kept pulling me towards you and making you go deeper. And because whenever I'm on top of you and you do that, I always kind of respond the same way. And yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, the arching my back and breathing deep and relaxing and getting excited. I think you would run your hand up my back and pull me over towards you so you could... Yeah, I think it would be great if you'd kiss me. You know, it's nice to be kissed during sex, but I like the idea of us just... I don't know, maybe like having me close to you where you're able to whisper to me and talk to me. And tell me that I feel good and that you were honored to be the one taking my virginity, because that would have been nice to have heard. You know, a little bit of recognition would have been nice. And I think it would have gotten you so hot to have me so close to you. And our breath just going in and out on each other as we are fucking for the first time, and that being my first time, and you just would start giving me kisses in between words, and well, I don't know what you would have exactly said, but I know what I would have liked to have heard. You really? Okay. I would have liked for you to have said... I can't do a good impression of you, but I would have liked for you to have said, "Oh, this pussy feels so good. Oh, your pussy feels so good. Oh, it's so tight around my big, fat cock. Oh, yeah, open up to me." Don't laugh. Don't laugh at me. You're making me feel so self-conscious. Don't do that. Thanks. I'm telling you what I would have liked, and you're teasing me. You would have wanted to do that too? Really? What else would you have wanted to do? Ooh. Really? You would have reached around and grabbed onto my ass cheeks, really? Why? To keep me still so you could fuck me harder? Okay. Yeah. That would have been perfect. Would you do that thing that I like where you hold me close while you just pound into me when I'm on top of you and keep telling me in my ear about how much you love fucking me? And then you would start to get really close. You would be able to tell that I was getting really, really worked up and that you were getting really close. And you didn't know yet all that I wanted to do. And you would look me in the face and ask me if I wanted to keep going or if I wanted to come the same time as you. And that's when I would have told you that I had never truly had an orgasm, and you would tell me that it would feel really good with it being my first time if I came, because it would help me to relax, and you would kind of push me back up to where I'm on top of you still, but not with my face up against you. And you would tell me to just relax and that it's gonna be okay, and you would have your hand on my face as you're saying that, and you would rub your thumb across my lips while you're still letting me just kind of grind into your cock, taking in what I can. And you would slide your thumb into my mouth, and you would tell me to suck on your thumb to get it wet for you. And I would. And oh, it always feels so good to do that. And then you would take your thumb out of my mouth and reach down in between us and glide. You would glide your thumb across my clit, and oh, you know what I would do. You would keep on rubbing it back and forth with your hand and just keep the slightest bit of pressure while you're rubbing with your other hand still in my hip, kind of gripping into my flesh and feeling my skin start to get goosebumps on it, because that's what I do before I explode. And you would tell me that it's okay to just keep on relaxing and to accept what was happening in my body. And you would ask me how it was feeling and if I was liking it, and you would keep telling me that I was being so good, and that I was doing everything so perfect. Yeah, I'm... Oh god, I'm so... My god, babe, I am so freaking wet. And you would just pick up the pace with your thumb and really grip into my skin. And every few times, you would kind of thrust and pull yourself off of the ground and into me a little bit deeper. And would be able to tell when I'm about to come, because I would want to fall over and make it stop, because it's just so much. And you would tell me that it's okay. That it's okay to just go ahead and release and let it happen. That it's okay. That it's completely normal to feel that amazingness and naughtiness at the same time. And that it's just okay. It's okay to enjoy it. And you would take your hands off of me and grab onto my hands and place them onto your chest, and where you just kind of hold them there. And you're looking at me, and I'm looking at you, and I tell you that I'm just not ready yet. Not ready to do that yet, to be that vulnerable and come in front of you. And you say that's okay. It's okay. That you'll still take care of me and make sure that I'm okay. And that it's not always about experiencing everything all at the same time or with each other at the same time. And that it's okay. Yeah. Yeah, and that's how I see my first time with you. Oh, I'm sure you would have finished off some way or another. Well, I mean, it's the first time. You wouldn't. Would you really? Really? You would have made me get on my knees in front of you, and you would have come on my tits, really. You were so bad. Well, I know you wouldn't want to, like, do that. You wouldn't want to get me pregnant on my first time, but I don't know, maybe a little romance would have been nice. No, I would not have taken it in my mouth. No. That took a long time for me to get used to doing that. Okay. Well, then, how about we compromise? How about you would have pulled me close to you and kissed me so deeply and then whispered in my ear, "I don't want to come inside you, baby, but I really want to come with you." And you would have kind of like just rolled me over onto my back, and you would tell me, "It's okay. I'm gonna come now, but I don't wanna stop being with you. This is your first time. I want you to keep enjoying it." And I would say, "Okay. I am enjoying it. This is perfect." And you would do that chuckle that you do. You would have pulled out of me, and I would gasp, because not feeling you inside of me is such a shock. And you would tell me, "It's okay, I'm still here, I'm not going anywhere." And you would have grabbed onto my hand and put it on your cock, and together we would have jerked you off, and you would just keep your eyes on me the whole time and keep telling me how amazing it was to be with me for the first time. like that. And that was perfect in every way. But that you didn't want to risk anything by coming inside me. And you'd ask me where it was okay to go. And I would tell you to go on my chest so I could see it and feel it and touch it. And I know that would have gotten you so close to the edge that you would have been making me stroke you harder and maybe put my hand back on the head of your cock while you were stroking the shaft and is having me squeeze. And now that I know you so well, that I would like to think in the moment, I would have known to caress your balls just enough to feel them tighten in my hand. Sit up just a little bit, and I'd go up on my elbows, and you'd have your free hand on my cheek, and you would tell me to look at you, to look into your eyes, because you want me to see the look on your face when you come because of me. Wave after wave of just amazing load after load of yours landing in the space between my tits, and you would just keep jerking in a frenzied motion that would just be so amazing to watch. So yeah, that's pretty much, yeah, that's how I would have liked it. Really, here, we're gonna, babe, it's the middle of the day. Okay, I'm down if you are.